I'm speaking, Kamala Harris angrily responds to pro-Palestinian protesters at Michigan rally. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2024. Pro-Palestinian protesters repeatedly disrupted Vice President Kamala Harris at a Michigan rally on Thursday with chants about genocide, causing Harris to appear to lose her temper. "We believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now," Harris said in a first rebuke. As the chants continued, Harris appeared to grow frustrated with members of the radical left, a flank with which her policies most identify. "You know what, if you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking," she said with an angry face, staring down the protesters while waving her arm. Harris appears stuck in a difficult political position within her party on the Israel/Hamas war. The Harris campaign issued a statement Wednesday to walk back an earlier statement that suggested she was open to talking about an arms embargo on Israel in exchange for votes in Michigan, Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported. Harris's openness to an embargo was just the latest example of an anti-Israel shift in her policy. In March, she appeared to break with President Joe Biden in calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, Polak wrote. And earlier this week, she passed over Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who is Jewish, in deference to anti-Israel Democrats, who opposed him. In an attempt to tamp down the controversy, Harris's campaign issued a statement on Wednesday evening, via Yashar Ali. Since October 7, the vice president has prioritized engaging with Arab, Muslim, and Palestinian community members and others regarding the war in Gaza. In this brief engagement, she reaffirmed that her campaign will continue to engage with those communities. "The vice president has been clear, she will always work to ensure Israel is able to defend itself against Iran and Iran-backed terrorist groups. The vice president is focused on securing the ceasefire and hostage deal currently on the table. As she has said, it is time for this war to end in a way where Israel is secure, hostages are released, the suffering of Palestinian civilians ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, freedom, and self-determination." The fact that Harris's off-the-cuff remarks to anti-Israel activists caused the campaign some headaches may reinforce her advisors' reluctance to allow her to speak to journalists or the public in an unscripted manner, Polak wrote. Harris has not given one interview or press conference since she joined the presidential race 18 days ago. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.